About 8:30 this morning, Sharon and David Morris received a call alerting them of a bear in their Pinebrook neighborhood. It wasn't minutes later when they came face to face with the bear, who was on their backyard deck. Sharon says they were never frightened and in awe of the amazing creature as they watched him devour the sunflower seeds from their bird feeder.
We had just received a phone call from Pinebrook saying that there's a bear in the there's a bear in the area thing. And we're saying, well, that's interesting. So he's traveling around a lot these days. And we went into the kitchen to get a cup of coffee. And David said, "Sure, look." And sure enough, right outside our window, there was a bear. And he was sitting like Winnie the Pooh did with the honeypot, with our bird feeder between his legs, and eating the bird seed out of the bird feeder. And so we just started taking pictures of him. And then we thought, he's probably really hungry for something a little bit more substantial. So we put an apple outside, we opened the door 3 inches, put the apple out there, and he looked at it, and he picked it up, and he was really happy. We only had one apple. And then we put some carrots out the window, and he ate those, and realized that we needed to make the phone call to tell people that, you know, he's here. And so we called the police, and we told them that we had the bear on our back deck, and we're feeding him, and they came over, and they brought bagels and donuts, and they threw those up to him along our trail by our house, and he ate those. And after about half an hour, I guess they were able to hit him with the tranquilizer dart. I think it was in his left shoulder. And then they stayed around with their dogs for a while and then went to look for him. And I guess they found him about an hour later. And they told me that they were transporting him or her to the Uintas, where he would be happy and find other bears to live with. And I just heard recently, though, that they're keeping him for evaluation, and I'm not exactly sure what that means. So hopefully he'll wake up, and they'll say that he's fine, and they'll take him to the Uintas, and he'll live happily ever after.
She knew this was the best thing they could do for the bear, ensure a safe capture, given all of the effort that has been spent trying to catch him. Now she's hopeful that she gets to find out the rest of the story.
I'd like to see a photo of him being released in the Uintas. That would make me really happy.
That's Sharon Anderson Morris. A couple of photos taken by her and her husband can be found on the KPCW Facebook page. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.